Hey, Untamables. This is author and poet Kiana Denae. I just wanted to send some love to Untamed and this Get Caught Up podcast with Writer Wednesdays. These tips are amazing. They are definitely very relevant in not only the author world, but the business world. And please, please follow and listen to this podcast and get your life together with branding, with promoting yourself, marketing, everything. All these Writer Wednesdays tips are the perfect jump start into making yourself promotable, making yourself marketable, and making yourself professional. So I'm sending you all love and ink. Have a great day.
And now, here is your host.
It's time for hashtag Writer Wednesday with Crystal. Tips offering advice to aspiring, new, and seasoned authors about all aspects of the literary world. We are presented by Untamed Publishing. Allow us to help you unlock your unlimited writing potential. If you are an aspiring, new, or seasoned author, head over to www.untamedpublishing.net for a variety of services to assist you on your publishing journey. So on this episode, I will be giving you a 2-for-1, okay? This episode, I will be talking about the books of the month, and then I also will be talking about the narrator of the month. So the first half of the show, I'm going to talk about the books of the month, and then I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to talk to you about the narrator of the month, okay? Now, the first person I'm going to tell you about is my girl. I love me this lady to death. Have been a fan from day one and will continue to be a fan. I don't care what she write. I'm one click in. It's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Now, April is Sexual Abuse Awareness Month. So Untamed was like, let's, you know, kind of not to give like recognition of it, but we're just trying different things. And we geared it towards a book. So the author, the book of the month is two books. And it is Remember the Time, A Thanksgiving Short, Kendrick and Yandy book one. And then the second book is When You Fell in Love, Kendrick and Yandy book two. Okay. If you have not read this book, I don't know what to tell you. Well, these books, I don't know what to tell you. Now, like I said, I'm always a huge fan of Aubrey, but these books, it was, you know, it broke my heart. It put me back together. And it was just pure, I'm going to say pure satisfaction. And the reason I say that, because like book one, she left us on a cliffhanger and it's like, hello. But then with book two, she took us on a ride that I was ready to go on. Now, let me give you the synopsis of the first book, which is Remember the Time. And this is a Thanksgiving short. And the main couples in this book is Kendrick and Yandy. So here's the synopsis. It should have been a regular non-world altering Thanksgiving holiday. At least that's what Yandria assumed. It wasn't until Kendrick Saxon showed up in her kitchen the day before Thanksgiving, when she realized everything stuffed deep down was getting ready to bubble to the top. Attraction, soul ties, and the truth she refuses to speak are all a guest at the table. Do you remember the time when you fell in love? Okay, so that's the synopsis. So let me just try to give you just like a real quick, you know, just my take on the book. And then we're going to interview Aubrey on Thursday live on IG while we discuss this book and the second book. So Remember the Time, it was the introduction to Kendrick and Yandy. So Kendrick and Yandy, Kendrick is a famous baseball player. Yandy was his girlfriend. So a year ago, a little bit a year ago before Thanksgiving, something traumatic happened to Yandy. And when it did, she just completely shut down. Now, what I loved about this book is when we picked up with this book, Yandy was back home with her grandmother. And Kendrick is like, I want my woman back. Okay, you've been gone for a year. It's time for you to come home. And he shows up at Thanksgiving dinner, invited but uninvited. And the reason why I say invited is because her messy as cousin had something to do with it. But she did that in her own way of, you know, hoping to get what she wanted, but it backfired on her. And Kendrick is just like, okay, I'm over this. It's time for you to come home, get yourself together. Now, Yandy, like I said, had a traumatic experience. So instead of her talking to him and letting him know what is going on, she shut down for a year and then eventually, almost a year, and then eventually she went back home and worked on herself. Okay. And that's what I love what she did, that even though she did not stick around to try to work on it with him, she decided to go back home and work on it on herself. Like, she had the support of her family. She got her, you know, a job with the church. She just kind of, she still was kind of hiding, but she was also slowly coming out of her shell. Okay. That's all you're getting out of me for this book. But again, one of the books that we will be discussing for Book of the Month, so is Books of the Month, is Remember the Time, A Thanksgiving Short. Now, the second book that we will be talking about is When You Fell in Love. Okay. And this book is Kendrick and Yandy book part two. So let me get you the synopsis. After a not-so-happy Thanksgiving, Yandy Williams is forced to finally do something that makes her soul happy. 4 years, okay? Now, I did say that it took her a year and she was gone for a year, but that is my mistake. I forgot it was 4 years. So for 4 years of ignoring herself and her heart's desires, she's looking for anything that isn't Kendrick Saxon. But the issue with playing the game is that someone is always better. Kendrick returns to his day-to-day activity, but nothing smells, tastes, or looks the same without Yandy in her rightful place. Determined to have her, he spares no expense or plan to make right all that's wrong in the world, in their worlds. With Kendrick showing Yandy he's the MVP of petty games, will the truth finally set them free? So now we're picking up after Thanksgiving, and Kendrick then put into play how he's going to get Yandy back. Now, what I love what she did with this is we kind of didn't know the way she started off. We just knew Yandy has a new job and she will be returning back to, you know, where she was living at with Kendrick. Now, by then, like I said, Yandy had worked on herself and it's like, now I feel like it's time to go on with my life. Like I said, minus Kendrick. But Kendrick wants what Kendrick wants, and Kendrick gets what he wants. So we got to see what really happened with Yandy, her traumatic experience. We got to see how Kendrick and Yandy fell in love. We got to see Kendrick's family. Like, I loved to see Yandy's family in book one. I mean, we did get a lot of her family. And we also got some of her family in book two, but I feel like book two mostly focused on Kendrick's family. And I love to see that. Kendrick Sr., y'all, was no joke. Like, that man played no games when it came to his wife and children. And I loved it. I loved how Kendrick loved Yandy out loud. It was a scene in the book, and I'll definitely bring this up in the show, but there was a scene in the book where he prayed over her when something happened towards the end. And when I say, I was just like, this man is everything a woman would want you to be. He was it. You know, he provided for her. He started business for her. What he put into place wasn't just his alone. It was her making money off of it. So this woman was rich and she just rich. Okay. She was rich. But not even that, she was smart. Like, she helped him build himself and his businesses, and he paid her back for that in tenfold by, one, like I said, putting the money in her account, but also putting her in place for her business to blow up, to get big, to be recognizable. So it just was a great read. What happened to her broke my heart, because no woman should have to go through that. And then for this sorry a nephew knucklehead to sit in her face and kiki and haha and smile like he did nothing wrong, pissed me off more. And I feel like, Aubrey, you let him get off too easy. He got off too easy, Aubrey, but I'm gonna give you that. So the second book is called When You Fell in Love, Kendrick and Yandy, book two. The first book is Remember the Time, Kendrick and Yandy. And we will be discussing this live on IG on Thursday, April the 25th. I think it's at 7 p.m. or it might be at 9 p.m., but I'm not really sure. And that's bad. I do this every time. I'm going to get better, you guys. I'm going to get better. But I just wanted to say, I'm excited to talk to Aubrey about these books. I freaking love them. I don't care what she writes. I'm a huge fan of them. But it was just something about this book. And then I can't say that, because I say that about all her books, you know, with it, like the way she writes. And you would be like, Aubrey, where did this come from? But I'm glad it's coming. So join us as we talk to her and we discuss these books. And this will... we're not going to probably go into what exactly happened, but, you know, we'll allude to what happened and how she wrote that. But again, join us Thursday, April the 25th. I don't know the time exactly, you guys. I'm so sorry. That sucks, right? Really sucks. Okay, so I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about our narrator of the month, Miss Zakia. I'll be right back.
I got social soul, I'm a true collectible. Famous, also famous, number one, desirable. I do what I want, when I want, and how I want it. Leave you with the one in the air, how I roll. I got social soul, I'm a true collectible. Famous, also famous, number one, desirable. I do what I want, when I want, and how I want it. Leave you with the one in the air, that's how I roll. I got teachers, so I don't care about no gold. Flipping incredible, always on the scene, so they know that I still got it. And I never feel sorry, yeah, at top of the world. At top of the world. Yeah, at top of the world. At top of the world. Yeah, at top of the world.
Hey, Untamables, it's Kiana Danae, poet and author. Just wanted to stop by and ask, have any of you read any of my poetry lately? If not, you can pick up my books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere else you get your books, and of course, my website at kianadanae.wordpress.com. Now back to the show.
And I am back, and on this episode, I'm talking about the books of the month, which is Remember the Time and When You Fell in Love. That is about Kendrick and Yandy, and the author is Aubrey Penn. And we will be interviewing Miss Aubrey Penn about these two books on Thursday, April the 25th, on live. Okay, so you know when we go live now, we on IG, we on Facebook, and we on YouTube at the same time. You hear me? At the same time. I'm excited about that. All righty. So now, let me get into our narrator of the month. I'm like so excited that we're interviewing her, because I just recently became a big fan of hers, and I'm like excited for this. So let's get started. When asked who she is, only one word comes to mind for Zakia: storytelling. No matter what form it's in, she's here for the craft of literature. Whether she's telling your stories via narration, her own in writing or assistant in the editorial space, she knows it's her duty to get it done. Evolving from a journalistic intern to a published author has been an adventurous ride, and she's excited to see what's to come. Now, let's get into the books that she has narrated. Okay, here we go. I'm kind of excited, like, to do this for her. Now, so I'm checking out her page, her, I'm sorry, Crystal, get your life together. But I'm checking out her website. And I can say that I have listened to 3 of her books that she has narrated. So one of them is I Want to Be Down. Sorry for that because I was pulling it up. This is I Want to Be Down by Ashley Nicole, and is performed by Zakiya and Miles Washington. I actually love them two together. For some reason, I don't know what it is. I just love them two together. But let me just tell you about I Want to Be Down. This is by Ashley Nicole. Okay. And the book is called I Want to Be Down. And it's a best friends with a celebrity. Impossible. That's how Cecily feels after a chance encounter with super producer Dash Dean. His offer of friendship has to be a smokescreen for an ulterior motive. Besides, she's already has best friends, and one of them has staked a claim on Dash. Does it count if she never had a chance? Dash has eyes for Cecily, and Cecily only. She's the first person who's made him question his solitary lifestyle in a long while. Can he convince her to let him be down? This was such a cute story. Like she said, best friends with a celebrity, impossible. So she did have 2 female best friends, but one of her best friends was like, he's mine, blah, blah, blah. So they went to a concert, and during that concert, you know, basically Cecily was noticed by Dash, and he invited them backstage, yada, yada, yada. She was like, I'm not interested, but he was like, can we just be friends? So that friends turned into lovers. Their story was so cute. You know, we getting to see them navigate through being friends to lovers. And it was just a very cute story. Zakiya did a phenomenal job being Cecily. I feel like, because this isn't the first book that I listened to that she narrated, but I just feel like she did such a phenomenal job with this story and how she narrated it. And she did such an excellent job with and Cecily and, you know, everything else. Okay, so the next one is Maybe This Time, Vegas Nights, Season 2. This is a Wesley Chavon production. So this book was narrated by a host of authors, and Zakiya was one of them. I'm sorry, I know I said a host of authors, a host of narrators. I read the book, and I did get to listen to it a little bit, so I kind of know her voice, so I was able to hear it, and I really enjoyed it. Like I said, I'm a fan of hers. I'm just going to keep on just listening and checking everything out she does. Okay, the next one is Mixed Business. This is by Livy Zoe. So this is a book I did not know she narrated. I have not heard of this author, but I would definitely go check it out because Zakiya narrated it. Like, that's what I'm going to do. Because she narrated it, I'm going to want to go check it out. All righty, so the next book or books is from author Love Belvin, and it is, the two books are, sorry, I said it is, but the two books are The Rhythm of Blues, The Rhyme of Love, and like I said, this is by Love Belvin, again, narrated by Zakiya and Miles Washington. So this is the first time I listened to Zakiya. These two books were the first time I listened to Zakiya narrating, okay, and I fell in love with her as Winter. Like, she did a phenomenal job. She was funny, she was quirky, like, her timing and everything was perfect. And again, I said that I loved her in this book with Miles Washington. So when I got to hear her again in Ashley Nicole's book, I Wanted to Be Down with Him, I was just like, oh, no, I love them two together. I'm going to keep on listening. That's what I'm going to do. So definitely check out Love Belvin's The Love in Rhythm and Blues, which is The Rhythm of Blues, The Rhyme of Love, and narrated by Zakiya and Miles Washington. Okay, so the next book that I have that she has narrated is A Trip Around the Sun by K.O. McGee, and she narrated this with Benjamin Charles. So now I'm definitely going to check this out because this is not a book that I knew she narrated. I'm kind of excited about that. So I'm definitely going to check this out. And I'm going to see how she is with Benjamin Charles. Like, do I get that they belong together feel like I did with her and Miles? Okay. And the last book on my list that Zakiya narrated is called Confessions of a Frustrated Millennial. And this is a novel and it's by Eugenia R. Jefferson. And again, it's narrated by Zakiya. Zakiya definitely has a distinct voice that you can pick out once you become a fan. I love it because to me it sounds like she's just like so happy as she's recorded. It seems like she always has a huge smile on her face and like, yes, 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 I gotta do this, you know. So I'm kind of excited to see what else she has in the works and what else she's going to be doing because I'm going to be there to listen. Now, I would be amiss if I do not also let you know that even though Zakiya is a narrator, she's also an author. And she has two books that are published. This is her two books are, the series is called The Blue Series. So the first book is called Blue Obstacles. And then the second book is called, give me a second. To find the second book. The second book is called Fortified. Okay, so definitely check her out as a author as well. So thank you for listening as always, and please check me out on Instagram at Books and Soul One. And I forgot to tell you, join us when we interview Zakiya on April the 30th. Yes, the last day of the month, we will be interviewing Zakiya and talking to her about her narration, how she got into it, and what's next, okay? So please be sure to follow the Get Caught Up podcast on Instagram at Get Caught Up Podcast and on Twitter at GCU_podcast. We're also on TikTok at Get Caught Up Author Podcast, and we have a Facebook page that's the Get Caught Up Author page. Caught Up Author podcast page. So definitely follow us on all of those. If you would like to become a sponsor, please visit anchor.fm/getcaughtup. Or if you'd like to give us a donation, you can send us a Cash App at $U(P)2016. Again, thank you for listening as always. And join us Thursday, April the 25th on live as we talk to Aubrey Penn, Books of the Month, Remember the Times and When You Fell in Love. And then on April the 30th, when we talk to narrator of the month, Zakiya. Again, thank you for listening. Bye for now.